With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least seven people are injured, another two missing, after an explosion in Youngstown, Ohio. The explosion took place at a downtown bank building. Officials say they're concerned about the structural integrity of the building. Emergency management said that natural gas was involved. Over 1 million people are without power in Texas. Heavy storms moved through the state early Tuesday morning. The system dropped baseball-sized hail on parts of North Texas, including Dallas. Dallas County's issued a disaster declaration. Meanwhile, at least 23 people have died after severe weather slammed the nation's midsection, including Texas, over the Memorial Day weekend. President Biden will be formally nominated as the Democratic presidential nominee before the party's official convention in August.
The Democratic National Committee says the party will nominate Joe Biden through a virtual roll call. It's a maneuver that will allow the president to appear on the ballot in Ohio this November. Ohio's ballot deadline is August 7th, 2 weeks before the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, where he would otherwise be formally nominated. The DNC chairman said Joe Biden will be on the ballot in Ohio and all 50 states. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNNews.com, Mexicans will vote Sunday in historic elections weighing gender, populism as the chart the country's path forward in voting shadowed by cartel violence.
With two women leading the contest, Mexico will likely elect its first female president. The election will also be the biggest in the country's history. More than 200 congressional and local positions are up for grabs, according to the National Electoral Institute. The number of contested posts has fed bloodshed during the campaigns, as criminal groups have used local elections as an opportunity to exert power.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Some good news in the war on pornography.
Ian Henderson is founder of the Naked Truth Project, a Christian ministry that fights porn in the United Kingdom. He's been at it for 10 years, and he tells Christian Today that even non-believers are coming around. Henderson says, quote, I think more and more people are beginning to recognize the addictive nature of porn and its negative impact. He adds that churches are also much more aware of the problem. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana Republican Governor Jeff Landry signs a first-of-its-kind bill to classify two abortion-inducing drugs as controlled and dangerous substances. Supporters of the legislation say it's designed to protect expectant mothers from coerced abortions. The Louisiana bill passed through the legislature even as the nation awaits a final decision from the Supreme Court on an effort to restrict access to commonly used abortion drugs. The new law set to go into effect October 1st. This is SRN News. Betty Nash, who was once named the world's longest-serving flight attendant, has died at the age of 88.
Betty Nash, who began her flight attendant career with Eastern Airlines back in 1957, passed away earlier this month after nearly 70 years in the business. That's according to her last employer, American Airlines. In a post on Facebook, American wrote, Betty was a legend at American and throughout the industry, inspiring generations of flight attendants. They added, Fly high, Betty. We'll miss you. ABC News reported Nash died on May 17th in hospice care after a recent breast cancer diagnosis. American Airlines says she was still employed at the time of her death. I'm Shelley Adler.
The number of high-paying remote work jobs is shrinking. A new study by the jobs website Ladder showed well-paying remote jobs has fallen nearly 60%. More details at srnnews.com.